Fash Gisisa Purim is at the doorstep. Yomim of Purim. We have to realize that Yudalit, even though we don't celebrate Yudalit here in Yerushalayim, but the Maaseh Savishal Dovid Shimei Puraya, it's a Malacha Yom Ketesvav. It's Malacha. Those were the minute that the Malacha. Shail and the police, whatever, the different shah, the police, but the mice, it's called Yom Purim. Yeah, it is the Eden of Simcha for us, Abyssal for us also on Yudalit. You may Puraya, we don't say Tachanun. That's Vav even for people Yudalit. Shah, this little Malacha, Hespid and Tainis, Chor of Ashua, it's a Hespid, it's a Tainis, Malacha is a Shail. Well, the mice, Yom of Purim, start with Tainis Esther. The most amazing days Hagan the Purim passes only is a din. A yontif the Rabbanon, according to some, the Maaseh, the Kriyas HaMegillah, the different Seifrim, by the Din Doraisa, certain Din, the day, the night, what's the different Shailus about that? But so, Seifashal Dovar, you may Purim, as the Rabbanon, the Yichachag, yontif, and yet, the Yemei Purim have a tremendous ability in order that we can gain from Rabbi Yisrael tremendous chizik. We'll start with Parashat Kisisa. The Torah tells us in the Chet HaEgel, this week's parasha, the Chet HaEgel. So it says, the Loshen Soru Maher Min Adech Asher Tziva Hashem. They went very quick. Soru Maher. They went quickly, very down, a downward fall, very quickly. Maher. They made Egel Maseicha. Chazal tell us but it's not the derech, it's not the mahalach, the etzahara, he works very slowly. To tell a guy to do avodah zarah, to tell a guy to chas v'shalom do a ma'aseh avodah zarah, the zarah knows he can't get him in one swoop. It has to go in hadraga, slowly, slowly. He works at him a little bit like this today, a little kas, kolakoyes kilovit avodah zarah, a little gaiva, a little this, a little that, and slowly that's how he breaks him down. And here was Soru Maher. What's the pshat? It was a Soru Maher min adech ha-shesivisi. Pasu lehem ego maseich. Chaim Shulevitz speaks about also, this is Mahalach. It's on the same. You know, Chazal tell us in Gemara and Shabbos, Vichas, the Gemara says, that Midor Rabbah Lo Raisa. When we make out with the Torah at Har Sinai, after the Kabbalah, the Gemara says we had a Midor Rabbah, we had an excuse, we had a teretz, that if we weren't make out with the Torah, that if we didn't have Aveir, we have a teretz. Why? Because the Gemara says V'yishyatz v'sachtas ha'or, the pasuk says, and we learn Melamed Shekaf Olam Hagigigis, we were coerced, we were forced into it in a certain way. Hagam, we said Nasiv and Ishmas, the study says, but we saw the Eish HaGdoyla, that we got afraid, and we wanted to retract. So Hashem held the mountain over the head, Shom take furaschem, Mikam Merova, Mikan Moidor, Rabba Loraisa. Until the days of Achashverosh, Hodu Kiblu, Bimei Achashverosh, Bimekabel again, Bimei Achashverosh, the days of Achashverosh, we mekabel it. Shenema akimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. So Rashi mitoich avas ha-neis. For the avas ha-neis, there was a new Kabbalah mi-chadosh. And the Mefarshim will ask, obviously there were nisim gedoilim v'gluyim that happened before and all the time. What happens to avas ha-neis? What happens? There was nisim that happened from Matan Torah till today. But the pshat, the avas ha-nes of this of Purim time, Yemei Achashverosh, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael Megillah, Rav Gimel, Mevatlin Talmud Torah the Mikra Megillah, Mevatl Talmud Torah the Mikra Megillah. Chutz from the Kasha, everybody asks. Where's the Bittul Torah? Everybody asks. We're learning the Megillah. But chutz from that kasha, there's the kasha that many people ask. Another question that should be asked, and is asked, that Mevatel and Talmud Torah for every mitzvah. Mevatel and Talmud Torah the Mikra Megillah. Mevatel and Talmud Torah, the Gemara should say in Chanukah, Omar, Rav Chizda, whoever. Mevatel and Talmud Torah, the look is near Chanukah. We only find another place in Shas that the Gemara uses Shalosh Mevalin. The Gemara says Ksubis Yitzayin Mevalin Atamater Loitzos Ameis Ksubis Yitzayin, and in Megillah Daf Gimel and Chavtes also Mevalin Atamater Loitzos Ameis Achnosis Kala. So says the Gemara. And there it's also asked, what's the Chiddush? Although we know the Gemara, my God, Daf Testament base says that any mitzvah, Iyav Shalakayim Adei Achayim, that's the din, Kol Chavsech Lo Yushvav, the Gemara Sestira, says the Gemara, my God, Daf Tes, Kam Mitzvah Sheyav Shalakayim Adei Achayim, Kam Mitzvah Sheyav Shalakayim Adei Achayim. So the Chayim in every mitzvah, that he's Iyav Shalakayim, is a mitzvah Shebegufi, you have the Valen Tamar Torah, La Avnochas Tvilin, Omar Rav Rova, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, the Suda Shabbos. Maybe you don't have to mevatlin. Abba Lamaisa, every mitzvah, the Gemara should have on every mitzvah, what's epis? So Rabbi Yisrael, we're not going to say tremendous chidushim today. Maybe it is chidushim. Some chazer over, some yisoidus. There's also obviously there's always chidushim, but you saw this of Purim, Rabbi Yisai, and we had obviously dvarim ha'imdim berumim shalom Purim, Rabbi Yisai. We mentioned in Simit Tzadik in Shulchan Aruch that it's brought down over there. Simit Tzadik, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Tzar gives you one day to go out. That he's betvisa. And they give you one day to go out. What should be the day? Which should be the day that a person should go out? He has an opportunity to go out one day in the year. He was told nitfas by the government. They caught him and they give him. Listen, we give you a reprieve for one day. What should be the day that he should leave the Beis Asaya? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that Avada, the day if you can get out any day. You go out right away. You don't wait. If you get out of jail, you go out right away. But he said, but in the Lashon he says that it, oh, here it is. Because of the Tshuvas Radvaz, Tofus, Shahasan Osmabushush, Yom Echelis, Falam at Tziva Minyan. You have one day you get down with the Tziva Minyan. Eze Yom Shiyirza. You spal Osa Yom Takeith. Dive right away. For the Yachmet Mitzvah, Mitzvah Boyon Chatach Mitzvah. Rahamtin Al Yom Kippur Oy Purim. What's the other option? Maybe we should wait for Yom Kippur. Okay, Yom Kippur. What's the other day I should wait for? Yom Purim, says the Radvaz and the Tshuva. Yom Purim, Rabbi said, unbelievable opportunity, Rabbi said. What is it about Yom Purim, Rabbi said, that we can tap into the power of Yom Purim, the Rizal, Yom Kippurim, it's beforehand already, Zohar, it's really Zohar already, it says the Lashon is Yom Kippurim. The Yom Kippurim that has the power, like Yom Kippur, Rabbi said, what is the power, what is the connection, Rabbi said. And also, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to maybe get to, I don't know if we'll get to it, but if we get to it at the end, we'd like to get to the inyan, Rabbi Yisrael, of the interesting minog in Klal Yisrael. It's brought in Tofrei Sadekei. It's brought over there by the Sudas Purim, Chayavim Shel Psume. I want to understand that also. Obviously, what's this mitzvah of Chayavim Shel Psume at Lo Yoda? Very interesting mitzvah. But it's brought down over here in the Poiskim that there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael to wear, to put on costumes. It's just halacha, but as we see, Baruch Hashem, everybody's mahadar in that mitzvah. I don't know. The mamish, all he's doing, a guy asked me a shaylas today, what, you know, Hashem, Alanisim is not so many shaylas. Shaylas and costumes, a very big shaylas. What type of costume, and how should it be, but it's a big need of costumes, Rabbi Yisrael. Of getting dressed up, whole shayla. If you get dressed up, you know, if you get dressed up like a woman, it's always a major shayla. Everybody goes with it. It's big shaylas. But lemaisa, besides that, in lemaisa, what? Yeah, it's a shayla. Bach says whatever. They bring down. It's better some hold not, better not. But lemaisa, they're up head to him to get dressed up like a woman. And yeah. Mashenogel, the end of Tafrei Tzadik Vav on Purim, it says like this: Mashenogel lebosh patzufim bePurim. They wear masks. The gevel loy b'simlas ish v'ishul gevel ain isavad dovas es drama miach she'ain v'kamal the simcha ba'alma. So the pasuk tries to minig is as the simcha, right? We try to create simcha on both sides. It's a day of simcha. V'ishul kelaim, v'ishul blivishes kelaim the rabbanon. Someone make on this is the rabbanon b'tach simcha. No, it's not. V'yeshalom da'asa, av minig shayna. And he says the Bach Svatla minig of the we're getting dressed up, simlasisha, things like that. Anyway, loch lemaisa, we're not getting into it, Rabbi Yisai. But lemaisa, still wanted, why guy would want to get up like dressed up like a woman, but okay, whatever it is, lemaisa sovishol dove, maybe he wants, you know, the whole year round he's not like a woman, he's part of the Talmud Torah. So lemaisa, anyway, sovishol dove, he wants to get married out like a, he dressed up like a woman. This thing, you know, Rosa is very, very interesting. It's miyuchat to Purim. Asis is like this, it's the din of the simcha. Avad is mitzvah hayoim, is the mitzvah of simcha. But we want to get into Rabbi Yisrael. So the Maisa, the Yisoid, Soru Maher Min Aderech, the Yisoid is very, very Yisoidistic. The Inyan of Soru Maher is very, very Shayich, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yisoid, why the Yitzhar has to work very slow, Rabbi Yisrael, because a person is very Chazak. And a person understands and knows and is very attached to the derech, to the understanding of what he's supposed to be doing in this world. He has a clarity. A person has a clarity, a certain clarity. A person has a certain understanding of what he's supposed to do. He messes up. We have Yetzirah. The Yetzirah trips us up. The Yetzirah entices us. Every Sheva Yipol Tzadik. Oh, but Yisod, the man has the understanding, the clarity of what he's doing, here. He understands. He has a certain Yirah Shamayim. He has a certain clarity of what his tafkid in this world is. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara can't attack because he's chazak ve'esa, and his pa is very, very strong and firm in his yisoidos. To trip him up here and there, to entice him, to get him with one aver here and there, he's not on the guard. Okay, but he goes back to his firmness in his yisoidos, in his yishamayim. When can it be soru maher? When a person is in a matzav of bilbul hadas and e-clarity. He's lost his clarity. He's lost his vision of what he's supposed to be doing in the Surah Tafkid. When there's a bilbul hadas, when the person's in a matzav of total confusion, there the danger is extra, extra, extra dangerous. When a person is mamish, loses his place, he doesn't know who he is. He's lost his makoy. He's lost his stability. He doesn't know who he is, where he's going, what it is exactly that he's supposed to be doing. There, in a matzav of suffix, and a matzav of unclarity, that's when a person falls very quickly, Rabbi. And that was the matzav in the Chet HaEgel, Rabbi. The matzav in the Chet HaEgel was Klal Yisrael were dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu, Kizem Moshe Aish. They were dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu being the one that was guiding them, the Meshech Chochma says. When Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, or even more, the Yetzirah was mevalvel, and they saw this matzav of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Maaseh, they entered their minds a matzav of Safek, Rabbi Yisrael. Their existence, their stability, their mokoyim, who they were, was taken out from them. And then in that matzav, it's Soru Maher, Min HaDerech, from the Derech, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, the Derech, they had a Derech. The Derech would say they had a Derech, they had a Mahalach, they knew what they were doing, they had a clarity, they came to Hamsi like Yishach B'lei Vechot. They came in a matzah of a very strong clarity. But then with the Chet HaEgel again, when they were waiting for Moshe, they were toiling Moshe, and they had depended upon Moshe, and Moshe did not come down from the har. And they saw in their minds what it was. The sun was able to mevalbo in a way, whether they were negligent here, whatever it was, but the sun was able to mevalbo in a way where they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was gone, their leader is gone, the derech is lost, they don't know where they're going, what's the mahalach now? They're lost. In a matzav of confusion and behola, there's where it's dangerous, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is Stam Agav Urcha, Rabbi Yisrael. We're holding maybe the last shvuz till Ben Hazman, and this is one of the dangers of Ben Hazman, Rabbi Yisrael. Avada and Avada, we have to take whatever we got with us back to the United States of America, Amreika. But the problem we get to America, Rabbi Yisrael, is here when the base measures in the four walls, we're strong, we're Eson. We go into the streets of Eretz Yisrael, we go to the Kaisa, we're around, we come back to the base measures, and we inject ourselves with that heroin called Torah. And we get high, and we get uplifted, we get connected, we get clarity. That's what Torah gives you, Rabbi Yisrael, clarity. Torah and Avoyah and Mira and Musa gives us clarity. When we go back to America, we leave the core of the finds of the Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Yisrael. And we're not learning as much. And around us are the big Coca-Cola signs. And then we go into the fridge, and there's Coca-Cola in the fridge. And it's on the table. And it's the real thing. It's the real thing. Nothing but the real thing. And then we go out to the streets, and people are talking about this thing and that thing. And we go, and everybody's talking about is restaurants. What restaurants you have to visit, and what restaurants you have to go to. Did you know about the new restaurant that opened up? And that becomes the new Mahalach. And slowly, slowly, it's her works to Mevalba. And Chas V'Shalom in a big danger, Rabbi Sabin Isman. Very big danger. We always say the guys come back on the Ruchnistic ambulances from America. They're waiting at this Ben Gurion. Mamish Hatzalah. The new Hatzalah we should have. Coming, Mamish by Ben Gurion, coming back from Ben Ezmanim. The guys mamish wiped out, worn out from being mamish brainwashed by the American culture and getting back into fancy cars and getting back into all the stuff that a person was working on. You have to be so careful, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to find a base medrash and lock yourself in. And if you can't learn base, read books and svarim and keep yourself guarded, Rabbi Yisrael. This is Ma'am the Yitzhara Saru Maher. Because a person of Matzav of Bilbo and Behela, and there's so many things he has to get involved in, and he's around, and he gets back to things that he shouldn't have got back into, just to watch just one episode of Friends and Enemies, just to watch one episode of Shubabnikim, one episode, and next thing you know, the Gemara says in Shavuos, 3 days without sleep and food. Get out of the basement already! And his mother goes down. She's looking for him. And there he is. His eyeballs have a thing glued to his eyeballs. She has to take a knife and cut it away. The screen is glued to his eyeballs. And he's laying there, half dead, with a bag of popcorn. A few things coming out of the bag of popcorn and a bottle of Coke. They have to call Hatzalah. Mesias Nefesh. Listen, for Ben Isman, you have to be Mesias Nefesh. Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisrael. Soru Maher. When a person gets his mamish inflicted with the Ben Isman and blues, when he has no schedule, there's no derech, everything's hefty, you can get up anytime you want, especially having minyanim everywhere, all of a sudden he's chassidish. He's davening 11:30. Ma'ariv, 11:30 a.m. He's having Ma'ariv. He became Amshinov now. Who knows what he is? Ben Azmanim. And he goes into the slow motion mode. You ever see a guy Ben Azmanim? It takes him 25 minutes to get his socks on. Taking it easy, Rebbe. It's Ben Azmanim. And you see them walking to shul. I swear my name, you see them walking to shul Ben Azman with the tefillin. <laughs> 45 minutes to get to shul, it's a block away. And I'm not knowing how long it takes to get his tefillin on. An hour to get his filling on, and he goes into a mode and just slow, and nothing happens. The davening is pretty quick. Everything else is slow motion. You gotta do something quick, he says. Everything is slow motion. By the time he finishes davening, it's already 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I gotta take a nap after all that exertion. And he sleeps, and he eats, and he goes to sleep again, and then he eats. And goes to the bathroom, and he does episodes in the bathroom. Get out of there! It's Erev Shabbos already. You've been there since Thursday afternoon. His stomach is bothering me. I would also be bothered. Shubabnik, for 24 hours, his stomach starts to hurt sitting so long. Get out of there already! And his whole Ben's mind is just a bunch of Yetzirahs and nothingness and waste of time. I'm not saying you need to unwind, Rabbi, and you need to get a thing, but don't let the Yetzirah make a billable hadas, Rabbi. And you come back, you're lost. Oh, Rebbe, I'm not so sure anymore. I think I want to go out to work. What happened? You were steigen. I don't know this and that. I want to be, you know, I want to do something productive anymore in my life. What are you going to do? I'm opening a car washer. So I'm an intelligent guy. I know how to squeeze the sponge well. What happened to you? I don't know. These things of S's with two lines are flashing in my eyes every minute. All I see is bucks. Her money. All day and night, he's involved, and it's just a shoe up in his mind, but it's so in my head, we lose the schedule, we lose the terror, Rabbi Yisrael. I beg of you, I always say, Rabbi Yisrael, You're going by Ben Hasman, and you're here in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, I'm staying in Eretz Yisrael. So plenty of guys in Eretz Yisrael also the same thing. They're in Eretz Yisrael. I'm protected. You're not protected. There's plenty of Yetzaras here. If you don't have a schedule, you don't have a derech, it's just the hollow and bilbo, Rabbi Yisrael. You fall into a big rut, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't have to learn a whole day, Rabbi Yisrael, Ben Hasmanim. You don't have to learn even half a day, but have a schedule. Get up at a certain normal time, Rabbi Yisrael, and learn right after. That was my biggest zach. Learn right into after davening. First of all, guarantees you're going to learn that. And second, it empowers you for the day. Once you see it, Rabbi Yisrael, even an hour, right after you learn, you make a seder to learn. Listen to more. First of all, you might go longer. And second of all, it empowers you for the day. You feel ready to handle anything, all the Yetzaras around you. Make sure you make time, and whatever it is you tell you about in life, Rabbi Yisrael, but especially with Venus Manim, make sure you make out time, Rabbi Yisrael, to set yourself time to learn every day and get clarity. Get clarity what you're living for. The Gemara says, Bracha Samach Dalit. All of a custom of Oymen, Yelach Mechoyal El Choyo, Yerel Kim Betsioi. Yezorah to Choyal, Yerel Kim Betsioi, to clarity. And you be Zorah to Yerel, to the Yira, to see clarity of El Kim Betsioi. And that's what we need, Rabbi Yisrael. You must have that clarity. Torah empowers you with clarity, with confidence, with the knowledge and the firmness that this is what I'm here in this world for, to serve the Ibn Shalayla. You empower yourself with this chaya, with the strength, and then you'll be able to stay on the derech. But if not, soru maher. And you saw it, Rabbi Yisrael, that the Yetzer Hara has is only when a person is mavuhu. He doesn't know where he is. He could fall deep down to the brinks of HELL. We have to mechazir Rabbi Yisrael ben Hasmana. But this is the yisoid of the Chet HaEgel, Rabbi Yisrael. And Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, was no different. But at Har Sinai, when they were mekabel the Torah, so they had the clarity, they saw the Ibn Ishar, and they accepted the Torah. And therefore, as the Rabban, the Rashba asked, how were they punished? If it was Maidor, the Abba, Raisa, how were they punished? The Teretz is, they accepted the Torah. They accepted the Torah, al-das, that when they have the clarity, they're going to serve the Ibn Ishar with the most, and serve Hashem and become the mitzvahs. The Maidor, Rabba, or Raisa was that we don't have the clarity. When it's a matzav of golus, when it's a matzav that there's hest upon him, chul and kuflav estim and atorim minayim, when there's hest upon him, in that matzav, they weren't able to say, we accept the Torah. We can't. We don't see the Ibn Ishmael. With everything, the hest upon him is so strong, it's so hard to see. Until they realized, we took the Hester, we took Avos HaNes, that this Nes was done at the time of Hester Godot, when Achashverosh, Hod the Kiblu Yime Achashverosh Daika. The Yime Achashverosh is this man when there was terrible Hester. We mentioned last week, Achashverosh took out the Kalim, and it looked to the naked eye that Klal Yisrael's gone. There's no Yibon Yishlo Chas V'Sholoi. We bore them as Homan Tainit, the Yibon Yishlo Yoshon Chas V'Sholoi. The Bereshon Chazom sleeping, Kaviyochol. He doesn't care about the Jews. He doesn't care about Klal Yisrael. That was the period of Amole of Hester Polin. The period of Churban Bais Rishon when they went to Golus 70 years and even more now, or 70 years it's supposed to be. But for the Cheshbon of Achashverosh, he was ready 70 years. He took out the Kalim. The Matzav was Mamish Meyuyish. Hester Gansin. It's Nagon. Forget about us. In that matzav, they were able to see the unbelievableness of every single stage of the Megillah from the beginning to the end. Rabbi said, if you go through the whole thing from the beginning, that's where Meir Shita is, that you can't, we have to see, read the whole Megillah from beginning to end. Because we have to, because every single chelik of the Megillah from the beginning, every single stage, every single part and plot in the Megillah has shaykhis. No moly igus arishoinas. They said that in Perek Rishon, the Gemara says, if he didn't send out the first letters, they would have killed Klal Yisrael right away. What did he send out? They said this melech is a shoyt gamur. Who's not a melech in his house? And therefore, when he sent out the second letter, they didn't kill him right away. They were anti-Semites. As soon as the guy, they killed the Jews, they would have gone, they would have had a pogrom right away. And the whole plot with Vashti and Esther going in and becoming the Malka, and Mordechai happens to be by Yom Ha'aim, that Mordechai was happened to be in the Chotzer, because Esther had gotten in. And why would they kill the boy Zai? Because Achashverosh, he was very thirsty all the time, because Esther came into the Malchus, and Melai, they had to drink, and they were complaining, big of a Sarish. The whole plot, mamish, every single chedek of it. If you have to go through it and learn Be'im, but every single chedek, from the beginning to the end, every single word, is the Iskalis of a Kodesh Baruch, Megillas Esther. It's a tremendous revelation of the Hester that brought about that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed his Ava mitzvah, that we think that Chas v'Shalom, where's the Ribbono Shel Olam this thing? It looks so bad, Achashverosh, and then you look at the whole thing, Rabbi Yisrael, forget that, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling that we can have such a giloy. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish, not just, he's megala himself, b'chvoido v'yatzvoy, and we toich the Hester in an unbelievable way. So Hodek Yiblu B'mei HaShveiru, he saw the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not Shayach. He's not just Stami. The Baruch Hu is in love with us so much that even we're Mamish in such a low matzav, and he Mamish Megala himself with an unbelievable Giloy. The Hester, the Gila Mitocha Hester, that was the Nez, that was the Gaz of Purim. The clarity, Mitocha the Hester. The clarity at Sinai was a clarity, Mitocha clarity. The world stopped. The Baruch was Megal himself. He opened up the heavens. But still they came to a chazaron. But here, the clarity was not shaykh after they saw the nest, that they went through everything. Everybody saw it was clear to the world. The Gilu Mitocha Hester, that was the Avos HaNes. There was only shaykh to now. And in that is the celebration of Purim. What we're celebrating Purim, how we're celebrating that when that Shaykh Ahavah to Kodesh Baruch, that's when the Kabbalah Torah Mechadosh. The Givoy B'Techa Esther, that we can only, that we should be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam's Yad so strong and so chazak that the birds watching off, this is the godless of Nes HaPurim, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the reason why we Mekabba Me'ava, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the reason why we're Mekal Me'ava. I once said it in the countries that I once said to the Maisa, it said the Medrash Tanchum Parashas Noach says that the Pshat, we said Nasav Nishma, he answers Tosfos Kashi differently. He says Nasav Nishma was on Torah Shebiksav. Chodur Kiblu V'Meach HaShveirosh was on Torah Shebal Peh. So I want to tell you very geschmack that the pshat is the Torah Shebiksav, we weren't ready to tell you Mekabel Torah, because it says over there by Torah Shebal Peh, it's choyshech, it's very, very difficult, it's hard, it's mamish stuff that mamish, you tell your Bavli, it's something that Elo Choychim, b'choyshech Godol, it's so choyshech, you don't see the end, you don't see the light, you have to work and work till you get it. That's mamish, the matzav of miskasus. That's the mash of Hester. So Torah Shebiksav, which is Goloi, they were Mekabel because they had Torah to have the Giloi. But they weren't ready to Mekabel the Torah in the matzav yet of Hester. But when they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam Torah Hester, so the Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh Meridik, which is Torah Hester, Elu Shel Talmud Bavli, the Mekabel Talmud Bavli, Elu Shel Hochem B'Chosh Ro Or Gadol. We saw the Or Gadol with Torah Hester, the Mekabel Talmud Bavli B'Ava. We wanted to understand more and to connect more to deeper level with Torah Hester, because we could saw the Ribbono Shel Olam Torah Hester. But the Meis Lefi Zer Rabbi Yisrael, it's very geschmack Rabbi Yisrael. Mivatlin Talmud Torah, the Mikra Megillah. What's the Pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? The Pshat is Azeh, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara says, Menachas Sadik Tes. The Gemara says, Pa'amin Shebitula Hikiyuma. Sometimes, Bitl Torah is the Kiyim of Torah. Sometimes you have to Mivatl to get a Kayim. Avada by every mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Torah, the Chiyiv is Mevatlin, if I have to mevatl, but it's oifin shlili, but etzim should be learning Torah. Torah is the greatest tonk now kulam. But You have to do mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs. You're supposed to do mitzvahs also. So mevatlin. You have here the mevatlin is a lashon positive. It's a lashon positive. It's a lashon of positive. You should be mevatl. Why? But the Gemara says pa'am should be tula hikiyuma. Zok Rashi menachas bitulay hachnosis ameis v'nosis kala. When we see hachnosis ameis of a talmid chacham and to go out, it's the same dinim that they know by hachnosis kala also. But it's the Gemara says the yisoid of hachnosis kala is for Torah. Ish b'lo ish is Torah. When a person sees the chashivas of Torah by a levaya, hachnosis ameis you don't have to mevatel for talmid chacham shishim riboy. For hachnosis kala, it's also for Torah. Bituloi hikiyuma to mevatel there. It's not a bitul mitoch. You have to mevatel. The Gemara says yafshar derekayim derecherim. Here bitulo means we want to mevatel davka because bitulo hikiyuma. So that's we understand by over here. But here also by Kriyas HaMegillah, what are we after? We're after the mevatel over here that you should in the positive though, be mevatel. We want to be mevatel because this be tools kiyuma. Because the tachlis of reading the Megillah is to be infused with the avos hanes, and that the person should come with that the Bnei Shalom so much loves him because you see the clarity. We see tremendous clarity, the clarity of a Kodesh Baruch's love and his giloy, and when you see that. So that's going to bring the Torah. So here the mevatlin is not just mevatlin; it should be mevatlin to be kind of more moikon. It's a mevatlin of that achnosis ameis, which is going to be achnosis kala. That it's a positive bitula, bitula ikiyuma. We want you to be mevatlin; you should be mevatlin. It's a toyelis because it leads to Talmud Torah. Because when a person understands the God is aneis, Av is aneis, from that he comes to hardikiblu. That from when after you see the Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ava, all you want to do is connect with him and you want to embrace the Rebbe Shalom. How do you embrace the Rebbe Shalom? Kuchabrichu v'arayis echad rabbis. Rabbeisai, Purim is a day. Chayev inish lepsumi v'pura. We have to get, Rashi says, Zayin on the base, the shtaker b'yayin. Get drunk, stone drunk, Rabbeis. It's one of the peladic mitzvahs. No one understands it, Rabbeisai. What is the mitzvah? And what does that have to do with Kippurim, Rabbeisai? I wanted to tell you, Rabbi Sai, that the Yisoid of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Sai, we fast. What's the purpose of fasting, Rabbi Sai? What's the Yisoid of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Sai? To fast. But it's more than that. The Yisoid of the Yom Neroim, Rabbi Sai, is once a year, Rabbi Sai, we have to get clarity. The Sefer Ikrim says the reason why we have Shechron HaShefes in Malchias is connect the three Ikrim HaTorah, Schar V'Oinesh, Torah Min HaShemayim, and the Bnei Shalom, the Yichud Hashem, Zichroni is Malchus Hashem, the Shoifro is Matan Torah. We have to, I think, get clarity in the Yisoidos, get full clarity. And the apex, the zenith of that clarity comes, Hashem, Hu Elokim, after Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur is the final day, and on that day we don't eat, we're not oisin Gashmias, because the tachlis is to get clarity. But not only clarity, and the clarity to understand who we are. To find ourselves in that picture, Rabbi Yisai. When a person indulges in his own Gashmi, Rabbi Yisai, you cannot find yourself. It's very hard to find yourself. Purim is the other side of the coin, Rabbi Yisai. On Purim, our tachlis is to lose ourselves, but we want to lose ourselves to find ourselves. We're Meshaka the Guf, but the tachlis and the Shikra HaGuf, Rabbi Yisai, is the Megala, the Teich HaNeshama, Rabbi Yisai. To find yourselves. And the tachas, I want to say, Rabbi Yisrael, the mask is very geshmak, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yisoyev, the famous mice with the Satmar Rebbe, that was a guy who got up once at a chasana, and he started to mimic the Satmar Rebbe. When he was, how he damaged Shmona Esri, the Satmar Rebbe down with emotions and movements, and the mice, everybody was laughing, the Satmar Rebbe knew that. So the guy, they looked over the Satmar Rebbe, but he saw he was crying away. And the Satmar Rebbe said, he asked the Satmar Rebbe, something wrong, we'll stop. No, keep going. So why are you crying? He said, sometimes I feel I'm mimicking myself. I'm not true to myself. And he saw it in a mask. He said, what's a mask? A mask is that you're trying to show you somebody else. But the Yisoid was supposed to think, is maybe that the whole year we're really a mask. We're not really ourselves. We don't have clarity who we are, what we're about, that we're really connected. we're really connected to the Bereshit on a deep level, that we have a neshama. This is also a mask. The whole Beg Begadim are masks. They're not really who we are. When we put on a mask, we're in Betzim telling ourselves that there's a Metzias called a mask. That you put on something, and that's not you. And maybe that's Be'etzim who we are the whole year round, Rabbi Sam. So Purim Be'etzim is the day that we lose ourselves, to really find ourselves, to get clarity who we are. And that's why it's scary, Rabbi Sam. Some people, when they find out who they are, they're just throwing up. Because it gets very scary. But if you go deeper, Rabbi Sam, find who you are, you'll find that pintel a year, and that's the greatest simcha, Rabbi Sam. That's the simcha of Purim. When you find who you are, and you understand that your tafka, you're in a shama, and your tafka is connected to the Bari Olam, and to really connect at the deepest level. Mitoch ahavas aneis, mitoch the love, that a Bari Olam loves you so deeply inside, Rabbi Yisrael. But you have to love yourself, you have to find yourself, you have to know who you are. You have to lose yourself to find yourself, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the tachas of Purim. Be'ez Hashem, Yitoch Avis and Neis, we go into and realize how much a Bari Olam is looking to find us. To find us, we talk to Hester. We have to also find ourselves, we talk to Hester, and come back and do a tshuva shleima, come back to the Bari Olam, be zeuchot to mekabel Torah mechadosh, and be zeuchot be'ezei Hashem, you may Purim me'elam, you battle me'olam, that the clarity of Purim that we get will be a clarity of the Olam, until the B'ez Mashiach, Sikeinu, Me'ev, Yemen, Amen.